This young lady is, serves on the National Federation Blind Board of Directors. She's been in the Federation, I believe, since 2005. She served in many capacities on different committees of the organization. She was the ex-state president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. She is the current first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind. Here to bring the message from our national headquarters is Miss Denise Avant.
Thank you, President Brown. Good morning, NFB of Indiana. It is really good to be with you this morning, albeit virtually. I'm just thankful that we can join together as Federationists in whatever way we can. Indiana was my very first national convention as a national rep back in 2017. I'm glad that you received a rookie to be your national rep back then, and I'm certainly glad to be here this morning. I am looking forward to the convention this weekend. I've already had a good time at the pre-convention activities. Now, President Rick Abono could not be here with you this weekend, and I have been assigned to bring the highlights of what we are doing as an organization. He wants you to know that you can write to him at officeofthepresident@nfb.org, or you can call him at our national office, 410-659-9314, with any ideas or questions you have about our movement. I want you to take note of the number I just gave you, because you're going to need that number if you don't use the web to find out more information about our different programs. So again, I'm going to repeat it, 410-659-9314. So a lot of times from now on, I'll just probably refer to the extensions that you might want to call. You know, NFB programs and activities and philosophy change the lives of blind people. We raise the expectations of blind people and a society about who we are and what we can do. We demonstrate each day that blind people can live the lives we want and that blindness is not what holds us back. We all have our own stories, or we have seen how the Federation changes the lives of blind people. As I discuss our activities this morning, I want you to that you can find more information on our website, nfb.org, or the number that I just gave you earlier. So we have some very important dates to keep in mind in the Federation. First of all, let's talk about convention. From July 6th through the 10th of this past year, we met virtually for the second year in a row to celebrate our accomplishments as an organization of the past year, explore our hopes for the upcoming year, and to pass resolutions that would guide us toward achieving equality for blind people. If you missed the convention, or you just want to relive some of the key moments, you can go to nfb.org/conventions look at the highlights. Next year, from July 5th to the 10th, we are looking forward to being in New Orleans in person. We'll be celebrating our 82nd year as an organization. In future months, you will find information about the 2022 convention on our website, and also in the Braille Monitor, which I have to tell you, it's our monthly publication. It comes out 11 times a year. We have a double issue in August and September, which also highlights the convention. And it is edited by Gary Wunder. And I can say that Gary probably would like to have stories from you to put in the Braille Monitor. It's a wonderful publication. But in any case, please join us in New Orleans next July. Now, I also want to talk about our presidential release. On Monday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and again on Thursday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, President Riccobono will present the monthly presidential release live via Zoom. And I will also stop and say that you can listen to it on Alexa. You can listen to it now on YouTube. Now, information about these events will be posted on the NFB's website and social media, and also email to members and listservs, members who cannot get the information automatically can also email communications team at nfb.org to find out more information. These meetings include Q&A sessions in addition to the information that President Riccobono gives you. So if you have a question that you would like to ask, you can email Chris Danielson at cdanielson@nfb.org, or you can leave him a message let's see what Chris's extension here is, extension 2473. The presidential release live sessions are also captioned, and live Spanish interpretations are provided. If you are unable to attend or want to review the presidential release, there's condensed recordings and transcripts of these sessions available. And you can find those on the website also. These recordings should also be played at local chapter meetings. It becomes part of your chapter program, and it is also a way to connect our members to what our organization is doing. The presidential recordings are also available as a podcast. President Riccobono continues to accept feedback on the new live format. He is definitely interested in some things that he can do in the coming months in order to distinguish the live presentation from the recorded release. Let's see. We are now in the month of October, and we are celebrating Blind Equality, formerly known as Meet the Blind Month. If any Indiana chapters or if your affiliate has not already done so, there is still time to plan an in-person or virtual event in your local community to talk about blindness and the Federation philosophy. Invite schools, libraries, and other establishments to your event, or even ask to participate in someone else's event so that you can talk about the Federation. Your event might center on White Cane Awareness Day, which is also known as Blind Americans Equality Day, and this is celebrated on October 15th. The courtesy rules of blindness or the White Cane Awareness Day are good resources that you can have at these events to share. You can also consider ordering from the Independence Market the Braille alphabet cards. We urge you to send the date of your event and a brief description to web@nfb.org. So we to the list of events on our webpage. I've already looked at the webpage and I see a lot of affiliate and chapter events already planned. So be aware of that. Let's see. And I will say also that President Rick Abono has actually kicked off the month by writing a blog post. And you can find that on our website. It's called On Blindness, Equality, and Achievement. Who defines us? It was posted the first week of October. Now, we in the Federation are committed to preventing sexual misconduct and to supporting victims and survivors while learning how to heal from past trauma. Important information on our safety and support initiatives is Voice of the Nation's Blind blog.org/survivors. I know you will be hearing more about that later on today. The period for accepting code of conduct complaints, regardless of when the incident occurred, has been extended until December 31st, 2021. On July 24th, the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors unanimously released a statement regarding the NFB's constitution and the code of conduct. Those who wish to comment on the topic and provide any input to the board should send an email to boardofdirectors@nfb.org or leave a message at extension 2263. President Rick Abono has started appointing people to committees, or actually he soon will be. He had hoped to start the process in September, but circumstances have prevented him from doing that. And he is again, will start it in January, on January 1st. So if you are interested in serving on a national committee, you should fill out the new committee interest form located at nfb.org/committee-interest. You know, most of our work is really done at the chapter or affiliate level. So if you're not chosen to serve on a national committee, don't feel bad. Keep working in your Indiana chapter and for your affiliate, and you just try to sign up again next year. We are continuing to advocate for blind people to receive equal treatment in all aspects of society. We have a number of matters we are involved in, and we need your help as federationists to send reports to our national office. If you were hired by Amazon and if you were requesting workplace accommodations, go to and you were placed on mandatory unpaid leave, please contact Valerie Yingling, and her extension is 2440. Please take note of Valerie's email address is vyingling@nfb.org, because she's going to be the person that you're going to contact for all of our surveys and everything that we do. If you have encountered a problem with getting testing for COVID-19 or getting the vaccine in the way of accessibility, in terms of website accessibility, or even some places only allow for drive up. We need you to take the survey and also to reach out to Valerie. I do realize that, you know, we don't like taking surveys, but these surveys really do mean something because of what people filled out regarding Amazon's practice, because of what has been done with COVID, we're able to get out and advocate on your behalf. So we were able to get a settlement with Amazon regarding their practice. And a company called Curative Inc., which is in California, has settled with our organization to make sure that their method of signing people up for a test and for the vaccine are indeed accessible. And we will be monitoring Curative over the next 4 years. And we know that they're in California and maybe some other states. So know that filling out the surveys regarding access barriers in education for K through 12, through even higher education is important. It's important when you're talking about dealing with Lyft and Uber, who have been discriminating against blind people, either based on their use of service animals, based on the use of the white cane, inaccessible mobile apps. These are things that we need to know. So the next big date that you need to be aware of has to do with our national scholarship application period. The period will open on the 1st of 2021. This deadline has been changed from our longstanding opening of November 1st, but so please make a note of it. And the applications will be due on March 31st of 2022. Under our scholarship programs, 30 scholarships are available to blind students who will be studying at a college or university in the fall of 2021. And to find out the eligibility requirements, go to NFB for Black Scholarships. In the Federation, we have their program that promote Braille literacy for everyone. I think I saw a message on here earlier that people said, if someone said, you know, they don't know what they would have done without Braille. So you can now order from the American Action Fund up to 3 Braille calendars for 2022 by going to actionfund at nfb.org, or in this case, you would need to call 650-659-9315. We'll also be partnering with the American Action Fund for the 2021-22 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, which will begin on December 1st of 2021. You can get more information by going to the Action Fund's website or calling the number that I just provided. The program promotes Braille literacy by having categories for children and adults to encourage reading and literacy, Braille literacy and pleasure. So participants can compete for prizes in categories by logging the number of pages they read during the contest period. We've also have a heavy focus on membership. President Rick Abono frequently signs off his messages with, "Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind." Finding new members and reaching out to those we haven't seen for a while is a priority for chapters and divisions. We are committed to diversity. Article 2 of our code of conduct reflects our commitment to diversity. It states in part, "The National Federation of the Blind embraces diversity and full participation as core values in its mission to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. We are committed to building and maintaining a nationwide organization with state affiliates and the local chapters that is unified in its priorities and programs and is directed by the membership. We respect differences of opinions, beliefs, identities, and other characteristics that demonstrate that blind people are a diverse cross-section of society. Now, President Rick Abono in 2018, 2020, and this summer has celebrated the diversity in our organization through his banquet speeches. I would encourage all of you to go back and read or listen to those speeches. I encourage all Indiana chapters and your affiliate to respect and celebrate diversity. It is a way to reach out to all blind people. We're celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month. This is a perfect opportunity to reach out to those in that community, to tell them about and welcome them to your affiliate. Colin Wong and Sean Calloway are co-chairs of our National Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, and they would be more than willing to help you develop ideas for outreach to diverse communities. Our membership team has developed several tools that our chapters bring in new members and reconnect with past members. We have quarterly open house teleconferences for individuals who are curious about the National Federation of the Blind. Potential members will be able to have an opportunity to receive information from and ask questions of Federationists to dispel the myths and misconceptions about the NFB and highlight the benefit of membership. Please share this information on your social media. Let people know about it so that they can participate in these calls. We try to keep the group small so that the call will be impactful. That is, that the individuals will have an opportunity to be heard. So we ask people to RSVP by emailing membership@nfb.org. Individuals selected will be given the call-in information. Local chapters are the strongest link that we have for bringing new people into the movement. Please be sure your chapter is implementing the new member onboarding process to welcome and vote new members into the Federation family. Chapter members are critical to helping blind people understand and grow into the movement. The membership committee also hosts monthly membership focused conference calls for affiliates and chapter presidents, along with membership chairs to discuss membership and recruitment efforts. Make sure to use the prospective new member template and the pledge cards when a new member joins a chapter. The new member form should be filled out not by the chapter and not by the new member themselves when they join. The new member form can also be found on the website. You know, it's always a good idea to get pledge cards from the independence market. The pledge cards have on it in large print and in Braille are 1 minute on one side. And it also has the pledge on the other side. So those are available for purchase. Please make sure that you update your membership list. As we have seen, having an accurate membership list is a key to making sure that people who are dues-paying members can actually vote in our elections. If you need more information about the open house or the onboarding process or any of the things that I have mentioned, you can just email membership@ nfb.org. One last membership tool we have is radio public service announcements in both English and Spanish. These have been produced and are distributed to stations across the country. You can consider personally sending these announcements to radio stations in your local area. The announcements can be played and downloaded from our website. Now, I want to turn to advocacy. We will have Washington Seminar in 2022. But we don't know whether it will be virtually or in person. This will be decided at the upcoming NFB Board of Directors in December. But we should, we should continue with our advocacy efforts in the legislative arena. Information and fact sheets about our current legislation can be found on our website. So briefly, I just want to highlight our legislative agenda. So we have the Access Technology Affordability Act, H.R. 431, S212. This was introduced by Mike Thompson. This will approve affordability of critically needed access technology necessary for employment and independent living. There are 114 co-sponsors. We're gaining more co-sponsors every day in the House. One of the co-sponsors is Representative Andre Carson from Indiana's 7th District. There are 29 co-sponsors now in the Senate, one of whom is Senator Todd Young. We have the Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act. That is H.R. 4853. This bill was recently introduced in the House of Representatives by Jan Schakowsky, who is Illinois' representative from our 9th district. It calls upon the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to promote non-visual accessibility standards for class 2 and class 3 medical devices with digital displays. This standard would apply to devices like glucometers, sleep apnea machines, blood pressure monitors, oximeters. And so that's important to get that done. It is my understanding that there are 6 co-sponsors, but right now there are none from Indiana. One other thing, and I'm sure that John Perret wants me to let you know, we have not, although these bills have not been introduced yet, they're still a part of our agenda, so you might be looking for them. One of them is the Americans with Disabilities Voting Rights Act. This bill would ensure that voting and registration are accessible to blind and low vision citizens. We also have the 21st Century Mobile Apps and Website Accessibility Act. This would authorize the Access Board to create accessibility regulations for websites and mobile applications for blind Americans. Now, we do have one that does have a bill number. It's the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment. This is H.R. 2373. This bill would phase out the payment of subminimum wages to people with disabilities over a four-year period of time and would subset Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. There are 23 co-sponsors right now, but Indiana does not have anyone, so you have work to do in this area. I do want to tell you about one bill that we are opposed to, and that's the Alice Cogwell and Ann Sullivan Macy Act. That's H.R. 1959. And this bill, among other things, would weaken the Braille presumption currently contained in the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. It would emphasize the use of low vision devices over non-visual techniques and just muddies the legal waters by using vague and undefined terms to replace longstanding and unambiguous concepts in current disability law. So, you might be seeing that. I know that you are all still working on passing a Parental Rights for the Blind Act. I know that you will probably be hearing more about that this afternoon. But we definitely would like to see Indiana join the many states that have already passed such legislation. And these states are Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, South Carolina, as well as Tennessee. And I do recall that President Riccobono mentioned that Rhode Island now has parental rights bill concerning blind parents, designed to protect blind parents from systemic discrimination by courts, adoption agencies, guardian ad litem, and hospital personnel. So that's obviously a very important piece of legislation. And you probably have the model parental rights bill. I know that I have run out of time, but I do want to just highlight just a few more things that we have. And please remember that we have programs for all ages. So we have a career mentoring program, which connects mentees with blind mentors. And currently, we have programs running in Maryland, Illinois, Nebraska, and Mississippi. You can find out more information about that by calling Marie at our national office. We have the Reading Pals program, which will help parents read print, large print, and it has Braille books for young children. And what this does is expose young children to Braille so that they appreciate both. We have our Early Explorers program, which would allow for, children to receive canes, and the parents would have an opportunity to, explore with their children on learning how to use a cane and what it's for and how it can grant independence. We have so many other programs. I do want to talk line. which, of course, you have the Newsline King here in Indiana. If you are a member of this organization, you probably have been signed up for NFB Newsline. It has over 500 publications that you can access by phone, using Alexa, using the Victor Reader Stream on your computer, using the iOS mobile app, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So Indiana has done very well. The statistics that I've been given is that from October of 2020 to September of this year, you have a total of 1,691 registered users. You picked up 48 new users. You've accessed your papers, state newspapers, at 226,438 times during this period. Your total calls are 37,884. You have total minutes of 636,937. So clearly Indianans use NFB Newsline. Now, all the programs that I have described and so much more do cost money. Make no mistake about it. So we have the PAC plan that you can get on. That is the pre-authorized contributions plan. And you can go to our website to figure out how to sign up for that plan. We also have our four major funds that the NFB of Indiana contributes to. We have the Jernigan Fund, which helps bring people to our national convention, and it was named for our late founder, Kenneth Jernigan. We have the Tenbrook Fund, named for our first president and one of our founders, Jacobus Tenbrook, that helps maintain our building in Baltimore. We have the White Cane Fund, which is our general operating fund. And we have the Sun Fund, which is Shares Unlimited. And that's our rainy day fund, just in case something happens. And so I know that you gave $125 as an affiliate for each of the four funds from the period of June 1st to the period of September 30th, and that you are in 35th place, just behind Kentucky, who gave $150. And I do want to just share with you that, you know, chapters and divisions, you know, when you go out and raise money, you can be raising money to donate to these funds, to contribute to your affiliate. You can put all your money together around convention time and donate it to the PAC plan and the four funds, and just send it to the national office in Baltimore. And you can actually put it in your budget. So this is something for you to consider. I do want to finally know about the different ways that you can donate to the Federation, even after, you know, the Lord has called you home. We have the payable on death way to donate. You can donate, you know, using your IRA or your pension or any of those, or your bank account. You can remember the Federation in your will. If you need to know more information about those, you can call Patty Chang at our national office, or you can send her an email at pchang@nfb.org. And I am sure that she will send you all the information and help you to get signed up. It's important that we have money to do all of these programs that I've talked about this morning, the programs that you hear President Rick Abono talk about, as well as what you see on our website. Finally, I will just say that we have many ways for you to stay in communication with the Federation. I've already talked about the Braille Monitor. We have Imagineering Our Future, which is our month newsletter. We have blogs. We have our Facebook and Twitter page. So I would encourage you all to stay connected with the National Federation of the Blind. And I have run past my time. I am glad to have given National Report. Thank you for listening. Look forward to the rest of your convention.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you for a powerful National Report. Door Prize team ready? Because I think that National Report deserves a door prize. So you get yourselves together and get unmuted.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We are good. That was a great report. Thank you so much.
All right,
next door prize, we have a $25 door prize from Indianapolis chapter, and it goes to Elizabeth Dodson. Elizabeth, you have 3 minutes to raise your hand or call us at 317-504-5281 to win this prize. And anybody that wins a prize, and if they have PayPal, they can get their money ASAP. So there you go.
There you go. So our door prize team, guys, for those of you who think that Pam's just calling off numbers, she's picking them at random from the membership list and those who have registered. And when their number pops up, she corresponds that with the name. And there you go. That person wins. So don't think we're just calling off names of folks we know, because we don't. We don't do that in the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you, Denise, for such a powerful report. And it's always good to hear from our national rep and things that we're doing nationwide, because it affects all of us. Remember, we are one organization. So we appreciate that national report. So I believe I heard our next presenter log on, Simone Leibster, I believe is here, but let me check with our tech team. Mike, is she still on?
Simone,
absolutely. Okay, excellent. So here we go, guys. Let me give you a little background. I first met Simone Leibster about maybe a year or so ago, and I met her through Janet Pometer, who is a Jehovah's Witness and who has spoke at our convention in the past. Great friend of mine, and she lives in Atlanta, Georgia, or outside of Georgia. And so she said, "Ron, do you want to be on this call where we have an exclusive presentation?" And so Gina and I said, sure. So we got invited to the call. And I'm telling you,